Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 26 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. So today we're going to be talking about how to make pitches your contacts can't refuse. So this is for if you've already built a connection with a content marketing manager or a person who commissions art or whatever your thing is, like how do you make something that they can't refuse and that they have to have for their business? Like if they're not sending you pitches actively and you pitch yourself, like how do you make it to where they can't refuse that offer? So I have 5 ways to do this, and this is based on like kind of my own experience pitching companies with new ideas and new articles and things like that to make more money as a freelancer, because I think it's really important to pitch your contacts. If you have a contact at a company and you've worked with them before but they're not sending you actively sending you lots of stuff, you can also pitch them. So say, hey, do you need any more content, and this is what I have to offer. So we're going to go through these 5 ideas and things to think about as you're going about pitching brands you've worked with in the past but want to work with again. So the first thing is to make it timely. So this means pitching ideas that are relevant to the time frame you're in. So earlier this summer, I wrote an article for Greenhouse about how to make your office more productive during the summer. Obviously, that was very relevant and timely to Greenhouse because they published it, but it was a summer piece. It was released around summer, the beginning of summer, the official start of summer. And so obviously that's a piece that's going to be seen as, this is a timely piece to my brand. This will help me become a thought leader because it's so timely. And so it'll be timely this summer, and then every summer here on out, people will be like, oh, what's that article about summer productivity that was on Greenhouse? I'm going to go back and look at that. So an awesome way to build your brand is by utilizing those things that are going to be relevant or timely to the brand. And so the other thing is to make it relevant to their company. And so a big thing you can do to make it relevant to their company is make it relevant to product launches. So I recently had a new blog post go live last week on Greenhouse about scheduling and the candidate experience. So one, it was really relevant because candidate experience was something they were focusing on for this quarter. But two, it was also relevant because they had just recently launched an integration with Calendly. So it was an awesome opportunity for me to pitch something that was interesting to them because it would mention their new product launch. So it was an article about interview scheduling or self-scheduling of interviews. So it was an interesting article to write, and it was really awesome because I was able to specifically talk about Greenhouse and the awesome stuff that they have going on and also get paid to write it. So yeah, it was really awesome. So if you can make it relevant to their company and their product launches and what they have going on. So sometimes it's really hard to see like, oh, this is what they have going on behind the scenes, but anything that they say publicly. So they had obviously written a blog post about their new product launch with Calendly, and that's how I realized they had a new product launch with Calendly. So I was able to utilize that public information to pitch them. So check out their blog if you're a writer. Keep updated with the things, even if they're not publishing something that you've actually written, if they're publishing anything from the internal team, like keep up with that information and then utilize it to perfect your pitches and create something that's so unique to them that they know that you're not pitching it to other people, because obviously this is something specific to them because it was specific to their new launch with their Calendly integration. So if that is something you're interested in, like go for it. Like say, hey, I noticed that you just had this product launch. I'd love to write this blog post that would integrate that information and share it with your audience in a different way and be able to create this like kind of evergreen piece of content on your website. So, you know, same thing with any kind of thing that you're doing, whether it's music or art or graphic design. There are so many different ways to bring in what the person is launching at the moment into your pitches for different opportunities. So for example, if you're a graphic designer and you see that one of your people are putting on a new event, you can be like, hey, I'd love to work with you again and help you create some flyers for this event. Here is my idea about how to create these flyers and how to make them pop and stand out, and I'd love to create these for you. So it's just a matter of keeping an eye on clients that you want to work with. So if you worked with them before and you want to work with them again, keep an eye on what they have going on and see if you can connect your work to that, and then reach back out to your contact and ask for more assignments. So number three is to make it new to their blog or make it new to their company. So a big thing is, it's important that if you're pitching someone something that you're actually, an idea that you've actually had, then you need to go through their blog to make sure that they don't have a website or a piece of content that's similar to what you want to write. So if it's something new to their blog, that's going to be awesome. It's going to be really hard to, because when they're pitching you, you know that they either want to create something that's updated, or they want to create this new piece of content and that's why they're doing it. So anything they pitch to you is something that they want on their website. So if you're pitching them, though, you want to make sure that you go through the time and effort to search their blog. You don't have to search through every single page to make sure. Just do like a simple search on the blog and make sure you kind of move it around a little bit. Look up some synonyms and make sure that they haven't published it in a different way. Just do a few minutes of research to make sure that it's going to be new to them and it's going to be fresh and it's going to be something exciting. Or if it's something that's going to piggyback, which we'll talk about in a second, make sure you acknowledge that it's going to piggyback, so they'll say, know that you did the research, know that you're doing it on purpose and not just because you are, you know, not doing it or like not doing the research. So you want to make sure that they think that you, that they know that you did the research and that you're pitching that particular piece anyway, so that it's more of a, I did this on purpose, instead of, I just didn't feel like doing any research and I just wanted to pitch you to make money. So number four is to base it off what's popular. So this is a way that you might want to, you know, rehash old content in a new light. So if you know something is done was popular in 2017 or 2016, you can rehash it again and make it better, and also just link back to the old piece of content. So if they've done a similar piece in the past, or they've done part of the piece and maybe you want to expand on that or like add more tips or whatever, you can do that. You can pitch that, but just be like, okay, hey, I saw that this piece did really well in your blog. I'd love to kind of revamp that and create something a little bit different, but that links back to the old piece of content, so you have some great internal links there and that you're able to bring in more of those people because of that. So that's just a way to think about that. So if you're interested in like writing something that's popular, it could really work because people like that return on investment, obviously. So thinking about that in different ways with art, like you had a really popular piece of art and I'd like to create something that's very similar for this new project you have going on, or whatever, what have you. Like there's all sorts of different things that you could think of there. So, you know, just base it off of what's popular on their website at the time, and think about how you can, you know, do it again. And then last thing is to make it so easy for them if you're pitching them. So if they're contacting you, you know, they are gonna have like word vomit probably, or they're gonna be doing whatever they're doing. But when you're pitching them, you need to make it so easy that it's almost impossible not to respond to you. So you want to make it clear what you're pitching, make it clear what you're doing, make it clear in your title of your email. So I usually like a few ideas for X company, or ideas for X company blog. Like make it so clear exactly what you're doing. In the email, make it clear, hey, I'd like to work with you again. Here are some ideas I came up with that are relevant to your brand. I'd love to work on one of these pieces. Just make it so clear. Bold the titles so that they know exactly what you're pitching versus just what's commenting on whatever. Be clear, break it down. What is the post going to be about? So I usually write like a small blurb, like a couple of sentences about what each post will be about. That way they know what they're actually getting into if they're going to accept one of my pitches. So it's really important for me to break it all the way down and make sure that it's so easy for them to make that decision to contact me back with an affirmative yes or no, work on this piece, don't work on that piece, don't work on any of these pieces. Just make it so simple for them to contact you, because otherwise, you know, things get lost in the inbox and people decide that they want to do something else. So if you make it super hard for them to understand what you're doing, bullet point your ideas, make sure they stand out in a good way. Like, make sure they stand out, make sure that they're able to say, oh, these are the ideas and these are what they want me to say yes or no to, and this is what this is going to be. Is it going to be similar to the old projects we've done or different? Whatever it happens to be, you want to make sure that you're exactly telling people what you want them to do, because when you don't, people just do the opposite of what you want them to do. So ask them what you want them, ask them and be clear, and make sure that you have that in the email before you send it off. Just make it so easy, because the easier you make it on them, the easier it's going to be on you, the more yeses you're going to get, the more opportunities you're going to get to work with companies that you're excited to work with. So that is all I have to say about that. Like, I think these ideas are going to help you create these pitches that are going to be wonderful. And again, these are for companies you already worked with in the past and you want to work with again. I think that it's a great way to make more money if you pitch companies you've worked with in the past. So I hope that this was really helpful for you as you are pitching your business and getting better. So yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye! Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyartcanton.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.